Hello again, everyone. Today, I'd like the opportunity to talk with you about a place that you may have visited, or if you're like me, I seem to frequent this location a lot, coming back again and again to revisit the very interesting environment of womanhood wonderland. Yes, it's not just Alice that went to Wonderland. I do it regularly, and if the truth be told, I bet you do as well. It's the interesting thing about our life as evolutionary women, women who continue to evolve and transform and grow and find ourselves faced with making choices to do, to be, to change things up, that the landscape, the environment that we are in each time we make a decision to expand our life and our experience is a wild and wonderful place. And sometimes it's a weary place, and other times it's a scary place. Womanhood Wonderland. You know, I think back to, you know, Lewis Carroll's story with Alice in Wonderland, and really how much I can relate to her as a character and her experiences. Always throughout my life, I was, you know, felt like I was falling, free falling into something that was adventurous and scary and unknown. And so very frequently, and still to this very day, that I am not fitting in quite right where I am at the moment. I'm always being challenged to either shrink or grow, or I'm expanding to exceed the space that I am in. And that's part of this magic of womanhood wonderland that we do. We morph and change and alter all of the time, if we choose. Or if we don't choose, then we could sit around like that toadstool and just smoke those hookah pipes. But really, I feel that the adventure, as fearful as it is far a better option for me anyway than living a life of safety and contraction and wondering what if I had done that or tried that. So most recently, I have just gone through a brand new experience yet again in my life when you thought I couldn't figure out something new to try or to become. You know, after all, I am the author of Who Am I Now? So that I live up to my book title. And not to disappoint. So recently, my new experience was learning the online world and terminology and technology and lingo of the online summit, or the summit launch, which is a method for reaching more customers with your product or service by creating these large summits with speakers, I mean, varying sizes, could be a couple, could be 1,000, and having them come together with their expertise to speak on your platform. Well, you know, it all sounds in concept pretty straightforward, just follow the instructions. But what I have found is that there's a lot that you only find out by living through it. Not everything is sequential in process, and not everything is going to perform the way it's supposed to. For example, just this morning, I was supposed to get an automated sequence of emails going out to the people on my list to let them know that another aspect of my summit process was that I was going to be hosting a free retreat and mastermind series. And I was letting my people know, wanting to share a little bit about what that might mean for them and to invite them to register and get the Zoom link and show up and participate, you know, live as we can today on Zoom or watch the replay later. Well, guess what, Alice, happened? This very day when all of that automation was supposed to take place, my service provider had a major technical failure. And all of those automations, at least for many clients, did not happen as they should have. And in fact, there's still a whole spaghetti mess going on behind the scenes. And frankly, I just thought, what can I do? What can I do about this except say it's part of the learning process? I will be adding to my vault of tacit knowledge and wisdom. What do you do when technology fails you? How do you go to plan B, C, D, or E and carry on with a smile and with confidence that you're still giving value in the world, just not quite at the time or in the way that you anticipated? You know that my friend Jackie Ulmer says life is 50-50. And that, you know, that things aren't always happening to you, that often you can look at the other side of the looking glass, dear Alice, and say, maybe this is happening for me. So I'm trying very hard to hold on to that positive side and look at the reflection that will come from this experience that I will now know. Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, it doesn't work, Isabel, to always do things at the last minute. As much as you are a spontaneous lover of life and that you are the quintessential quick start entrepreneur, having your system and process set up with a little more slack in the timeline is an advisable idea. Yes, dear Alice. And much like the Queen of Hearts in Alice in Wonderland, the truth be known, this morning I was saying some really bad words about people out there in the URL land and wanted to go off with their heads because they were not letting me get what I needed to get done in the manner that I wanted to do it. So what's a girl to do if she doesn't have a rabbit around with a pocket watch to keep track of the time that is elapsing while the retreat that I had planned to host tomorrow morning on a global scale may now have to be rescheduled, or I'll just go ahead with the adventure in my own little imagination in my rabbit hole, and things will turn out the way that they were meant to be. I mean, after all, we never really do know the end of the story until we get to that last page. Even more reassuring for me is knowing now, after living this long in my crazy world, that I get to write a new chapter every time I want to. And so if this first retreat was much different than I expected, it's okay. I'm going to call that my practice retreat. And I get to do a second and a third and a fourth and a 1001th if I choose to do so. What I can do within my control is show up for this retreat with all of the intention that I first had, and that is to share as much of my wisdom and value as I can to my audience and really what that's all we really can ask of ourselves, isn't it? I know it's difficult as an entrepreneur, as a woman, as a fempreneur. We want to be perfect. We want everything to work out correctly. But I recently heard a suggestion from another colleague of mine, an accountability partner in a class that I'm taking, that it's far better for us to exchange the word perfect for the word excellent in our attempt to learn new things. And so that's what I'm going to do. This isn't going to be perfect, I'm sure, but it will be excellent to the extent that I deliver enthusiastically and stay committed to the original purpose of the event, and that was to help women entrepreneurs understand truly why most of us underpay ourselves. What's the motive behind that? What's the mindset? And then to share the strategies and the tools that I have learned as an entrepreneur for many, many decades. So I'll make sure that I include the information here with the podcast on, well, really what happened with that retreat and where you might find the recording so that you can see how Alice did after the tea party, the recording. For now, I wish you great adventures and know that you're not the only one that's feeling kind of mad when you are trying to accomplish something new. Do it anyway, do it with fear, and do it with a sense of humor. And there will be a happy ending, I promise you. Bye for now. Thank you for spending this time with me. I hope our conversation added value to your day and expanded your vision for your legacy and impact. Please join me in increasing my impact and expanding my reach to even more people by sharing this episode on social media with friends and leaving a review on Apple iTunes, Spotify, or channel of choice. To catch all the latest from me, subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Connect with me and others in our community Facebook group, the Lift As You Climb Movement, where you can engage, be inspired by, and grow with a tribe of like-minded people. As I evolve as a podcaster and spokeswoman for collaboration and economic empowerment, your input and feedback are especially important to me. I welcome your suggestions and questions to hello@theencorecatalyst.com. Until we meet again, please remember, your success may be the foundation for someone else's. Together, we can raise success ladders around the world.